Welcome to Youth Speaks Out.
E-cigarettes are winning over more than just former smokers. In fact, they're gaining cautious support from a growing number of public health experts. In June, no less than the American Cancer Society noted that while the long-term effects of e-cigarettes are not known, they are markedly less harmful than traditional smoking. But if you're still skeptical, well, there's good reason. For decades, tobacco companies used misleading science to sell cigarettes and smoking, first as safe,
proof of no adverse effects,
and then as safer.
More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
But Dr. Scott Gottlieb, commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, believes this time really could be different.
Thank you all for coming.
Last year, Dr. Gottlieb proposed a historic plan to help save the lives of America's 38 million smokers. It involves reducing the amount of nicotine in cigarettes and encouraging committed smokers to become vapers instead.
If every smoker today switched to an e-cigarette, would America be safer?
Yes. The hope is that you can wean smokers off of tobacco altogether and off of nicotine altogether. But for a component of smokers, if we can migrate them onto less harmful products, non-combustible products, the presumption is you're going to be reducing risk in an adult population.
So nicotine, to be clear, is not a cause of cancer.
Nicotine's not, it's all the components of combustion. Nicotine's not a completely benign compound. It has side effects, but the cause of cancer and the carcinogens in tobacco are the products of the combustion.
In other words, it's not the nicotine that will kill you. It's the smoke. But Gottlieb and others are quick to point out that what may be helpful for adults looking to quit is also enticing for teenagers.
Vaping can deliver nicotine to your brain, reprogramming you to crave more and more. Don't get hacked.
How do you balance the interests of adult smokers with the risks associated with teen use?
Well, this is the challenge that we have. You're hooking a generation of young people on nicotine, and some of those youth will become long-term users of nicotine and maybe long-term users of e-cigarettes.
Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people in Mendocino County. Today's show is hosted by Laytonville High School students, and this is our 19th year of production. I'm Eve, I'm a junior at Laytonville High School, and today our topic is vaping.
Vaping is the act of inhaling and exhaling the aerosol, often referred to as vapor, which is produced by an e-cigarette or similar device. The term is used because e-cigarettes do not produce tobacco smoke, but rather an aerosol, often mistaken for water vapor, that actually consists of fine particles. Many of these particles contain varying amounts of toxic chemicals, which have been linked to cancer, as well as respiratory and heart disease.
Vaping has grown in popularity with the rise of e-cigarettes, which were introduced to the mass market in the U.S. in 2007. Vaping devices include not just e-cigarettes, but also vape pens and advanced personal vaporizers, also known as MODs. E-cigarettes, which resemble smoked cigarettes, and vape pens, which resemble large fountain pens, are typically simpler in design and less expensive than devices that have been customized by the user.
Generally, a vaping device consists of a mouthpiece, a battery, a cartridge for containing the e-liquid or e-juice, and a heating component for the device that is powered by a battery. When the device is used, the battery heats up the heating component, which turns the contents of the e-liquid into an aerosol that is inhaled into the lungs and then exhaled.
The e-liquid and vaporizer products usually contains a propylene glycol, or vegetable glycerin-based liquid with nicotine, flavoring, and other chemicals and metals, but not tobacco. Some people use these devices to vape THC, the chemical responsible for most of marijuana's mind-altering effects, instead of nicotine.
The newest and most popular vaping product is the Juul, which is a small, sleek device that resembles a computer USB flash drive. Its subtle design makes it easy to hide, which helps explain why it has become so popular among middle and high school students. It now accounts for about 72% of the market share of vaping products in the United States. It comes in several enticing flavors like creme brulee, mango, and fruit melody. Every Juul product contains a high dose of nicotine, with one pod or flavor cartridge containing about the same amount of nicotine as a whole pack of cigarettes.
A growing body of evidence indicates that vaping products may be dangerous. Despite early optimism when these products first came out on the market in the late 2000s, health advocates now recommend caution in using them in light of the growing evidence suggesting that their risks, especially to young people, outweigh their benefits.
We are going to discuss how prevalent electronic nicotine delivery systems are here among young people in Mendocino County. We will talk about the health risks and whether we think vaping is a lesser evil compared to smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco. The Center for Disease Control says e-cigarettes are unhealthy for teens and young adults. Nicotine is addictive and can harm adolescent brain development. They contain harmful substances beside nicotine, and users are more likely to use tobacco products in the future. They admit that e-cigarettes expose users to fewer harmful chemicals than burn cigarettes. But burn cigarettes are extraordinarily dangerous, killing half of all people who smoke long-term. So let's begin by talking about who is vaping.
I primarily only see teenagers vaping Juuls in particular, but vape pens with weed and stuff. I would say adults also smoke that. But
young adults too, Juuls.
Yeah. Like young adults and teenagers, mostly, I would say. I don't see too many middle schoolers, but that's just around here.
Personally, there is an unexpected demographic with, you know, the vapes that I've been seeing is a lot of older ladies, you know, who are trying to give up cigarettes and believe that it's more like, I was actually talking to a lady the other day who had a vape mod, and she said she likes it better than cigarettes because it leaves her like with a cleaner feel afterwards, even though she does still need the nicotine. So I believe that's one of the main, I believe that can be one of the people who is vaping.
Yeah, I think teenagers primarily use it they don't use it because they're trying to get off of cigarettes. They just use it because they like vapes. But I think older people generally do it to get off of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. I think that kids use it, or teenagers use it a lot, because it's super easy to hide. So it's like it doesn't really like leave a smell, really. So it's like you can really do it anywhere and no one really know.
I want you to talk about, is it socially acceptable on the level that I think it's socially unacceptable right now for a lot of people to smoke cigarettes.
Yes.
It's like, you know, people who look down on you. So talk about that, and is it socially acceptable?
I think I don't see any teenagers looking down on other teenagers for juuling too much. I think some people could like think it's lame, but I definitely think if a teenager is smoking cigarettes, everyone's going to dislike them way more than if they juul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think people associate cigarettes more with like, they've been like conditioned to dislike cigarettes because of all of, like the ads and stuff that we see. But juuling isn't necessarily like that. Right now, at least.
Yeah. And cigarettes are, I feel like juuls are less off-putting than cigarettes are. And so, like, cigarettes, they affect whoever is around you. They can smell them. They can kind of, it's annoying in a sense that you are smoking a cigarette. But a juul has lessened that effect. And so, like, if you're in a group, it'll be more socially acceptable to just whip out your juul real fast. Because you can just take a quick little puff and then blow it, like, behind you. It's not, like, there's no fire involved and there's no, like...
It doesn't keep burning or anything.
Yeah. And the scent doesn't really stay on you either.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, your teeth don't get all nasty. I don't know about, like, much of, like, the physical side effects of juuls, like, outwardly. Mm-hmm. But, like, people that smoke cigarettes and stuff, like, their breath smells bad. And, like, you can see their teeth are kind of gross. And, like, they don't smell very good. At least, like, heavy cigarette users.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's easier to just be disgusted by that than, like, someone with, like, a little tiny pen.
Yeah, it makes it more socially acceptable because less people are offended by it, you know? And, like, in the group of teens, like, if it's socially acceptable for, like, the circle of teens, it really just depends on the group of teens and how they feel about it, you know? Because, like, personally, I don't have a lot of friends who, like, vape nicotine.
Yeah, it's different here.
Or anything like that. Like, we are kind of all down on nicotine a little bit.
Yeah, here, I don't really know any kids that do, like, smoke nicotine.
Yeah. I know a few that have juuls and stuff, but definitely not a large amount. At least in, like, this high school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very small. And it's harder to come by juuls here than other substances.
It's so easy to come across other stuff that it's,
like weed in particular.
It's so
easy
to get.
It's so much easier to get weed than to order a juul offline and do all this stuff with nicotine.
It's just not worth the effort.
Yeah.
I also don't personally see the appeal of, like, what they're trying to get out of it. Like, I just don't understand, like, what they really are getting
out of it. I guess nicotine gives you, like, a I'm saying this wrong, like a spinny feel, you know?
Like a buzzy.
Like a little bit of a buzz that lasts for a second. I think people are just more interested in weed here. But like in other places, like nearby, like Willits and Fort Bragg and stuff, like I think it even like that changes to like the demographic. Yeah.
The first time like I saw a juul was in Willits. Like I never was in Willits, no. I never like saw any of my friends or any of my close people the people that I am close with, like actually juul nicotine. It's more like... I'm less familiar with it.
If they do vape, it's usually THC, mm-hmm. if they do it all.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people that have vape pens yeah. with marijuana in it, but not that many people that use nicotine.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly just, as I said, like just people around the school. There's a few people that may have a pen or something. I don't see it much, but then as it's around you.
Mm-hmm. Talk about where you can buy them, and are you supposed to be 21 to buy them?
I know you can buy them online. I know that's like the easiest way.
I think you could be 18 if you buy them online. Because, or if you ship it to somewhere other than California, because I know you have to be 21 to have any type of nicotine product in California recently, but it's 18 everywhere else in the country. And so I think online you have to be 18.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know how they check your age online. I don't think mm-hmm. they do. So,
you could just mail it to
yourself. Yeah, it's whatever card you pay with.
You can pay with, like, your mom's card, and she's over 21, so that's all you need, basically.
Yeah,
but, pretty easy, like, I'm under 18, and I have a card. I have a bank card that I could potentially order with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not like they're regulating us too much.
And I looked, and all you have to do, it says... Here's a one button says, yes, I am over 21 years of age. No, I am not 21 years of age. That's all you have to do to get the okay.
They're definitely not trying very hard to regulate people when they're trying to buy it online, because you just need that, and then you can't really get in trouble for it, because then it's their fault for lying.
Yeah.
You know?
All you have to do is, like, if you just say you're over 21, then the internet is like, yep, mm-hmm. and they send it to you.
But I think that's just, like, most things on the internet. Like,
it's not really a rigorous process.
It's like a common internet thing. You know, if you're old enough to be shopping and like, if you're aware enough and like have the access to shop online and to actually interact with all these things on the internet, then I feel like it's kind of not said that you're old enough to buy those things, even though many people aren't, you know? And that's why I feel like there's less like internet regulation, because it's like the same with not just with vapes and stuff. Like, you can buy alcohol online. You can buy,
the internet makes
buy
it a lot
sex
easier.
Toys online. You can buy, you can, watch porn. All these things online that they don't even check age for. But you technically, legally have to be over 18 to buy or do.
And also trying to stop other people from buying it. The company that's selling the thing
doesn't want
to
stop you.
They're not going to say, no, don't buy from us. They probably want the profit from mm-hmm. it, and... So it's not like they're going out of their way to find out how old each individual is.
Mm-hmm. I'm also sure, people can get it from other people that they know, older. At school and stuff. Like, they might mm-hmm. not want to order online themselves, because, that makes them nervous, but they could just talk to, a friend that knows a friend that could buy it for you.
Even a friend who's graduated and is of age.
Or, someone that's older.
It's you just can not, buy there's not too many. Gas stations and stuff.
Blocks.
And whatnot. You can buy them at gas stations, pretty much any convenience store. It's in the city more, but they have them at Chevron, our gas station here, so.
Okay, do they have Jules?
They do have Jules at Chevron, yes.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
If you look back, yeah.
Because I was drinking with Riley once.
Do some youth still smoke cigarettes or chew tobacco? I'm just going to say one thing, it's interesting here. You know, this area, traditionally there's lots of people chewing tobacco, and it's totally, other than in the South, most of America is not chewing tobacco anymore, but in this...
People do chew here more than smoke.
Yeah, definitely chew more than smoke. I used to see kids at school spitting mm-hmm. on the ground.
I hate it.
It's disgusting.
Literally one of my pets.
So I would rather someone chew tobacco, it's honestly. Gross. It's so gross.
And it's just directly in your mouth, and it gets all up in your teeth, and it's just, it's nasty. Yeah, but I don't understand.
I definitely see more teenagers, kids our age, chewing than smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, barely anyone ever smokes cigarettes.
And if they do, all of their friends are roasting them for it.
Yeah.
It's not something
because there's not really, a point anymore to smoke cigarettes, because there is, all of this...
Juuling's easier and...
Juuling is, for one, you can get vapes with nicotine if you really need that, if you really want to have that nicotine buzz, you know? But, again, there's all of this, societal limitation with cigarettes, or kind of, we've been trained from a young age, this generation specifically, not to smoke cigarettes because they are so aware of it.
Definitely. I think our generation has been trained to look down upon cigarettes. And I feel because we know how bad cigarettes are, we're kind of also being pointed towards Juuls because, some kids want what cigarettes give them, but they know everyone would
judge
hate
them.
If they had, not hate them, but judge them if they had cigarettes. So it's kind of an easier alternative. Yeah. Then, like, you still get nicotine, but you're not going to get, like, this societal push.
I feel like cigarettes are kind of, at least Juuls are kind of like the cigarette of this era.
Yeah.
They've
been compared to that, but.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I know we're not into this topic yet, but I do think they are healthier than cigarettes. And so I do think as a society with our vices, we are moving in the right direction to have healthier options for all the bad things we do want to do.
You know? I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily healthier than cigarettes. In the sense of nicotine, they are healthier. But also there's so many chemicals being introduced through vapes that no one knows the long-term effects of. We don't know if they're healthier than cigarettes.
Yeah, but a lot of the chemicals and stuff in vapes are also in a lot of medicines.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you know, it's like all the scary chemicals that they are talking about are in vapes that the major population don't know about are in like special like shots given to sick people. Like they are chemicals that are already enter our body.
Like they have, I don't think they take it as liberally as they would. Yeah. A Juul or something. It's not like you take. If you need a medication,
it's not like 4 years. You're not Juuling every single. Yeah. You're getting in different amounts. Everything is okay in small amounts. But like if you're it's aerosol and like stuff in there, and like you don't know. Like if you're Juuling like every single day, which a lot of people are for like years, the effects are gonna be way different than if it was a cigarette, and they could be worse. But we just don't know because they're so new.
Well, part of, like for me, like why they're more dangerous is because they're just so easy to get. Like, I mean, I know cigarettes were too, but like cigarettes aren't easy to get. Like for kids here, people judge them and stuff like that. So it's like I think physically, as like what we know of now, they're less dangerous than cigarettes, but in the sense of like how they're easy to get and more kids do it, it's like more dangerous almost.
Mm-hmm. They're also very addictive.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was reading those things and they were talking about how it's like even it can be even more addictive than cigarettes.
It probably can, because cigarettes take it. I believe that it's more addictive than cigarettes because cigarettes take effort. You gotta go to a special area for a cigarette. You gotta have all the supplies on hand. You make sure you gotta have a lighter. You gotta be like
somewhere where no one can smell it.
Exactly. Yeah, it just takes more effort, and so like I feel like you would be put off on doing it for like. As much as you want to if you do smoke cigarettes. But with Juuls, it doesn't have any of that backside.
Yeah.
Some any of the articles we were talking about how they were flavored as well. So, and it's the direct flavor that's used for like a Jolly Rancher or other sweet, and child might be taking that. And there's that correlation between, oh, I like this sweet and this thing tastes just like it. And so it might help them to link it to something they like and continue doing it because sort of gives them what they think they want.
Yeah, the flavor definitely contributes to it.
For sure.
And I think that the companies that are making them, they're fully aware of who they're selling them to. And, like, they use to their advantage. They know they're selling to kids, and they do it on purpose. So they make flavors that they can make flavors they want.
Yeah, they're like with cigarettes, they're nasty. They smell nasty. They don't taste very good.
You can get, like, two flavors. There's, like, regular and, like, mint, right?
But, like, Juuls,
there's like
they're infinite. Obviously targeting children that like candy and sweet things, and they're also way better than cigarettes in that sense because they don't taste as bad.
The company that makes America's best-selling e-cigarette is accused of marketing directly to teenagers.
And I just want to be crystal clear about this. We do not want a single teen using this product.
Ashley Gould is chief administrative officer for Juul, a California startup that makes the best-selling e-cigarette in America and whose marketing practices are under review by the FDA.
E-cigarettes are now more popular among young people than traditional cigarettes. Is Juul the reason?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
The device is a sleek rectangle paired with colorful nicotine cartridges as potent as a pack of cigarettes and sweetened with flavors like mint, mango, and fruit medley.
So people look at your early marketing and they conclude, how could they not know this was going to be attractive to young people? Bright colors, cool flavors, cool people, seems obvious.
It was an incredibly short-lived campaign, and if we had it over to do again, we would not do it that way. The company it was not done in a way that it helped us achieve our mission.
That mission, according to Juul co-founder James Monzies, is to give smokers everything they like about the ritual of smoking without the dangers.
So I love smoking. And I know I'm not alone in this. It's been part of civilization. It's been part of human existence since about 5,000 BC.
Not so long ago, at the beginning of the Juul phenomena, you gave a talk where you said that there was something beautiful and wondrous about the ritual of smoking.
Yep.
Do you think in creating Juul, you've created something equally beautiful and wonderful?
Yeah, I think so. I hear that quite a bit. I think one of the most wonderful parts of the design for consumers is that, you know, they've finally been able to free themselves from cigarettes. But, you know, I think what it takes is an equally beautiful experience.
But a key part of that experience is under threat. This summer, Juul watched as all flavored tobacco was banned in the company's hometown of San Francisco. Other cities are now considering similar restrictions, fearing that flavors attract young people.
I got a lot of hate mail about this. The tagline was hashtag adults love flavors too, or something like that.
Fair enough.
Adults love flavor. And you know what? What brings me to the table is less concern for adults, but really focusing on children.
Malia Cohen led the campaign to ban flavored tobacco in San Francisco, where she's president of the city's board of supervisors.
What I've learned, not only in the tobacco industry, but also taking on the sugary beverage industry, is that they also falsify data. And so that's what's most alarming. If the FDA is going to really be studying this, I want independent, pure, empirical research and data to drive this policy conversation.
Cohen argues that e-cigarette makers are nothing but old-school big tobacco companies with a Silicon Valley face.
I think, I don't know how many people are using Juul specifically for nicotine, but
probably
there are
the majority though.
Yeah,
right?
The majority, but there are also options where you don't have nicotine. Like you still have like all these chemicals and stuff, but they don't have nicotine, which is probably like
yeah, they do have those like bad essential oil vapes like that people are doing. Yeah. Yeah, that's like it's supposed to be like a more soothing experience instead of like, because I feel, in some way, it's not just about the nicotine. It's kind of about the ritual of like breathing in and exhaling like a foreign substance into your body. And
yeah, definitely. It's
I feel yeah, also it's less like definitely the nicotine and the actual drug like psychoactive difference does take a part. But I do believe that once people are so used to doing this thing like over and over and over again, that it's just kind of routine for them. And so taking that out would be different. And so that's why they do have other options, like just plain flavoring vapes and essential oil vapes. And
I don't know about the essential oil vapes. I honestly don't know what's in those. Essential oils, I'm assuming.
Essential oils, yeah.
But like, probably some other chemicals. But
yeah. Most likely.
Just the juice stuff. I feel like it's still dangerous because you have all that other stuff in it, and it's going into your lungs, and you're not getting, like, the tar and stuff, like a cigarettes. But it's, I just think, it could, like, there's chances that it's not as bad, but I feel like because we know so little about the long-term effects, especially in people that are younger, it's just dangerous in general. But we know how dangerous cigarettes are. Like, we know. We have all that information.
Well, we know how dangerous cigarettes are because of the
exactly
years upon years upon years they've been used and been tested like this. And exactly. So the only really way to know on, like, how this will long-term affect the human body is if we let it long-termly affect the human body. You know, that's really the only way to figure out, is this dangerous for us, you know? But I do think it is better than smoking because smoke and vapor are very different chemically. Mm-hmm. And so I do, and smoke continues to burn and continues to be like that hot burning sensation when it's in your body. I believe that vapor works differently. But like, it's not about the heat. It's about the combustion of the cigarette making the smoke. And so I do believe that it's different. And I do believe that inhaling smoke directly is more dangerous
than just
to vapor. Your lungs than
yeah.
the vapor of the vapes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Vapes don't have any tar. So I guess that is definitely a health advantage over cigarettes. But then you could also say that chew doesn't have any tar, but
right. So talk about what's bad about nicotine.
I mean, it's highly addictive.
Yeah, but just because something's addictive,
it's more addictive than, it has a chance to be more addictive than drugs like heroin and stuff like that. And yeah, just being addictive isn't necessarily bad, but the lengths that someone will go to and the things that will happen because you're so addicted to something is what makes it bad. The fact that it's addictive doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be so bad for you, but the fact that you want it so badly and it's all you can think about.
You'll spend all your money on it.
I think when we do use the word addiction, though, it does have a negative connotation.
It does. Because of how negative
it affects the person.
Yeah.
And people around you, too. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
And because jewels could be considered more addictive than cigarettes, although not as health, like it might not be as harmful to your health, the fact that it's addictive is bad enough. Mm-hmm. Like some kids are. I know some people not.
There is evidence that it does have, it does cause increased heart rate and blood pressure, as well as like lung disease and chronic bronchitis. But I think that comes. I think the latter two comes with just inhaling anything into your lungs. You know, you're gonna have lung problems. Nicotine, the substance, I don't think is very individually harmful. Like I believe that it does have like. It makes you dependent on a substance, which is never good. You should never be dependent on anything that, like, you need to intake. Like, unless it's medicine, of course. But,
even in that case.
But what I'm trying to say is that, like, because it's so, like, it in small amounts, if you only do it, like, once or twice, it doesn't seem to have much, like, long-term bad effects. But when you continuously do it because of the addictive process, that's when it builds up. That's the tricky thing about nicotine. Like, all the other drugs, they're bad on the first use. Like, they can go bad on the first use because of all these different reasons. But nicotine, it takes a while to actually see the negative effects in your brain. The substance itself, but not the way you're intaking it.
Do everybody agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's probably why kids, like, do it so much, too, is because, like, it doesn't, like, affect them in much in the moment. It's like, oh, it's not doing anything wrong, so I'll just keep doing it. So it's, like, it's not, like, doing anything wrong. Everyone's just, like,
also, it doesn't give, like, a intense drug effect. Because that's not what it is. It's a, like, over time, like, mellow mooder type of deal.
I know not people here, but from, like, other places, like, Southern California and stuff. I know some people who, like, if they, like, run out of, like, their, like, vape juice or whatever, like, they, like, freak out. Like, it's, like, they don't have it for a week and they, like, start having, like, panic attacks and stuff. It's not, like, it's, like, they use it so much, it's, like, something they can't live without. And nothing on that aspect, like, vapes or anything should ever be like that. Like if you're not using it to like get off of cigarettes, which I think is a pretty good method, I think, like at least it's not, doesn't seem terrible, but like if you're using it off cigarettes, I understand that. But for teenagers to be so dependent on something like that, there's no way something like that could be healthy.
I think that's where the main danger of vaping comes, like less with the long-term health risks, but
more like, just like on the dependency of it.
Yeah,
I think it would be more acceptable and like more okay for people if the regulations on like who can buy them was more strict. Then it would be, because like the main reason we're talking about is it like because kids become dependent on it and it affects kids. But it is good for smokers who are trying to get off of cigarettes. So I think it would solve issues if there were more regulations and it was harder to get them for kids and stuff like that.
That's like a good thought, but the issue is people are gonna get what they are addicted to and what they want in some way or another.
But like,
if we make it harder, it's going to make it better. Harder, of course. But there's still the people who are already addicted and already affected by juuling and vaping are going to get it some other way. Like, making sure that they can't buy it if they're younger just puts more obstacles in the way. It's not like,
well,
it's,
I mean, it would lessen the amount of teenagers getting it, starting it, and
less
then
kids
also
would smoke it.
I'm sure the amount of people using it would be far less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a lot less.
If they couldn't have it, they would find other ways to get over it. I think like it wouldn't. If the regulations were stricter, I think less kids would be using it.
And you're saying like kids are already addicted to it, but like we should stop having people get like, as kids grow up, like now they're starting like right now, so.
Might as well stop it rather than when they're 30.
If it's not an option for them, then it won't be as much of a problem, because it's not like
it'll be rough,
I can do this
for people that are like heavily addicted to it, but
in the long run,
overall, it would be better,
because you can't just like hit up your friend anymore and be like, hey, get me one of those. You have to like go through the whole long process and like wait till you're older and stuff. It'd make it a lot harder,
and also making it harder wouldn't be overnight as well. It would probably take time. It's kind of like with cigarettes again.
Yeah,
I think it took time to be able to be where we are with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there like this whole big controversy surrounding Juul about how like they're marketing to teenagers, and now they have to have some, they're working on some age identification thing for their website. I'm not sure if they've gotten that fully installed, but I do believe it is heading towards that direction, especially if more people put emphasis on this.
Yeah, but if that's ordering from the website, but you can order them from Amazon, like, or any other website that's selling them.
That, like, that's a large company, but that's not all. That's not all in general.
No.
And especially, like, older people could still buy them and sell them to kids.
Yeah, which, like,
that's hard to stop.
It's
going to
be impossible to prevent.
Yeah, it's hard to stop people from buying them or reselling them.
It's going to be impossible to prevent it, but it can be way harder, which is going to lessen it.
I don't know how to stop people from buying them and selling them to other people.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. But the fact that someone's going to have to go through an older person.
If you're over 21, double the price and sell them to teenagers, sounds like a pretty good business.
Yeah, but then it's thing to me. Teenagers are, instead of teenagers being able to do it themselves or going through friends, they're going to have to go through some creepy old guy. Instead of getting a $50 vape, you're going to have to pay $150. Like, some kids are going to lessen their use.
Yeah, earlier someone made the point of, like, the difference between you have to work to actually get a cigarette. If you have to work to get...
It's like the same level.
A Juul as well, then you're it. I feel like they would be almost on the same level. It might take some time to be where cigarettes are at now, but then it would still, if they have to put in that effort, that extra effort, instead of just it being there laid out for them.
That's why it's so, that's why kids like in this town at least don't really smoke it, because it's easier to get weed. You don't really have to work to get it, so you just get that, and then instead of having to like work and pay money for something that you can. Just take something else instead.
Okay, have you guys seen any ads on social media where there's somebody selling smokeless tobacco?
No, but I use social media very loosely.
I've definitely seen a lot of people use like on Instagram and stuff. Just like on the Explore page, there's so many influencers that their whole page is just about vaping and like vape tricks and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's part of why kids do it.
I don't see many company ads, but there's definitely more people.
Because kids look up to like these like older kids or like... like young adults that do it like on YouTube and Instagram, like all these social media influencers, so they start doing it too. I think that's like a really big
thing.
Yeah, and
like I'm sure companies promote those users and like they do ads through the companies, but I don't know how many companies are directly going on Instagram and stuff.
And I think that's what they want us to think, you know? I think they're kind of purposely making their advertisement hidden in popular culture.
Corinna, would you talk about what an influencer is, to define what an influencer is and stuff? Because I know that that's happening and they pay people for the number of hits that they get on their site. So
It's just like someone on like YouTube or Instagram. I'm not sure what other platforms that you can do it on, but like...
Most social media platforms.
Most social media. TikTok. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like,
what a joke.
They like create videos and stuff and... Like, if you get a following, like, YouTube pays them for how many views each video gets. So, like, the more views you get, the more money you get paid. And then also, companies pay social media influencers to, like, sell their product on their YouTube channel or whatever. So, ads are more like, kids look up to these people. So, it's pretty easy to get kids to buy stuff if they're like, favorite persons talking about how great it is.
Definitely. And...
And they get paid a lot for it, too, so.
That's probably, like, the main influence in kids is not ads for kids. It's all these influencers, for sure, because they have crazy large followings. And, like, these kids, like, they can do, like, I've seen influencers do, like, really messed up stuff and still have massive followings.
Like, millions of kids are watching people do bad stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, it seems fine. Good, worked out for them.
Okay.
Bad things.
There was, it was a little while ago. I don't know if you've heard of, is it Jake Paul?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Or Jake.
One of the Pauls.
I'll look at it.
They went to this forest in Japan or something, and it's called a suicide forest, and they essentially videotaped someone who had hung themselves and were like kind of poking jokes and making fun of it, and it was a really big controversy. But they still had like millions of followers afterwards and people defending them for what they did. And it's just kind of like there will be people that look down on them and will stop watching their videos, but because kids are so obsessed with these influences at such a young age, it's hard for them to notice wrongs in what they're doing.
Logan Paul, I think.
It was Logan Paul.
I think it was.
It's like a lot of things that influencers do that are not the best.
Like juuling.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Like they juul and stuff.
Kids don't necessarily see what's wrong with it.
If that's the influence they've been growing up watching or just seeing.
Yeah, it's like... TV shows, it's essentially the same thing as TV shows for, like, older generations and stuff, but more kids watch, like, YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, and any age of kids can just go on YouTube and watch it. So, like, there's no... Because even if you have to say you're a certain age and then that's it. Or like if you go on your parents' phone and watch it, then you can watch whatever you want on YouTube. So your access to be able to watch it is a lot.
Like nicotine itself, it's mainly cardiovascular problems. It causes hardening of the arteries, causes shrinking of the arteries, which in turn raises blood pressure so that people are more prone to have strokes or heart attacks. But you didn't know about that?
It was from the different stuff I read. If I've seen any ads at all for vaping or different things, it's been either against, it's been mostly against smoking. It's been, I think it's like, on like Instagram or something, if you're scrolling through your feed, once in a while you see an anti-vaping ad. But the actual ads for actually Juuling or vaping has been more of an influencer or something, or somebody that actually does it, rather than a company putting out an ad for their product that they're selling.
When somebody's using a vape pen with pot in it, does it not smell like pot around that area?
No. From my experience, you can get flavored ones with marijuana in them too. I know a lot of people get them with different smells and stuff, but some of them do, but the smell doesn't last.
It's not a lingering smell.
Like marijuana does. Like, I feel like weed has a really intense smell that lasts on you if you smoke it. But the pens, I don't necessarily see them. If they do smell like it, because it's like a vape and it's a vapor, it doesn't last the same way as a smoke does. So it doesn't really smell like it. Unless you're, like, in the room exactly when it's happening, I think. That would make it so you could smell a little bit. But I don't think it smells like that at all. I found it interesting when I was looking at the link that 2 times as many boys use e-cigarettes as girls. And I was curious as to why. Because I don't know if there's necessarily a reason behind it, but like I feel like that's a large, like substantially more boys use it than girls. And mm-hmm. I'm just curious as to if they like feel a need to use it more than girls, or the girls are finding different things that they enjoy doing. I'm not sure, but I just found it strange to me.
It is, that's weird. I'm not sure. Like, a little bit more, I'd maybe understand. But 2 times as many is a lot. That's a lot more.
Okay, how about smoking pot? Do you think twice as many guys smoke pot in
high
school?
Like, honestly, yeah.
Twice as many guys smoke pot than girls, you think?
Like, in our high school? Yes.
Well, in our school, most people do, so.
Most people, like, stoners. I would say that mm-hmm. there are more, substantially more stoner boys than females.
Yeah, I think you're right.
How about drinkers?
Maybe more girls.
I don't know about
drinking.
Like,
it seems more even, I think.
People with, like, alcohol addictions?
I feel
like it's portrayed more in males. Like, at least in media and stuff, I see more males as, like, drunks and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. I don't know statistically if more males are.
Yeah, from what I see, I feel like it's pretty even. Like, boys and girls, like, drinking. Like, around here, not, like, in general.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know why 2 times is a lot. But I think smoking pot, I think there are probably more boys that smoke than girls do.
Is it more stress-related? Or maybe just, like, coping mechanisms are different between males and females?
Or boys are supposed to be braver. And
yeah.
More risks.
Yeah,
more
it's true. And girls are supposed to get the smart ones. Like, doesn't
like have to like make smarter decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I know what you mean,
though. Yeah. Yeah. Because if guys don't do it, they're like looked upon as like
wimps.
Yeah.
Alcoholism is more than twice as common among men as women.
That's for adults.
I think it's just.
It seems right.
I think, at least in alcohol, it's easier for men to handle alcohol as women. At least that's what it said. The fact that, like, women are statistically smaller than men, their body mass and their water in their body might affect them more than men. Like, they could use alcohol, like, substantially more for, like, 5 years. But if a woman was to do that, I think the effects on their bodies might be different as well. But also just, like, socially, I think it's just different. But that's weird. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, I never brought gender into...
But, yeah, when you think about someone who's an addict, I usually think of males.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as we were saying, like in media representations of someone who's either like a drunk or addicted to something.
But I suppose it's statistically correct.
That's, if that's what it's, it maybe if the media representation may be based on what they've seen.
Yeah, and so males. Maybe because so many males are. I mean, maybe because males are seeing so many more addicts in media, they it's more normalized.
I think you're
females.
Right. It's like a circle. Like they're, it's put in media because more guys are use it, but then.
But it's not necessarily condoned in media either. I don't think too many people are like. I'm not sure.
Well, like Julian, like from like YouTubers and stuff like that. Like that definitely is like condoned.
Yeah. Like if I'm thinking but I do about see like girls accounts and stuff with vapes and like people that use it, like on Instagram and stuff. It's mostly males. Yeah, I don't really ever see any females. And if it is, it's like wild and they're only popular because they are female vapers.
Oh, yeah.
That, not necessarily because like, they're interesting, but just because they're...
Yeah, if girls... If there's like a YouTuber who... If it's like a girl YouTuber or something like that who jewels, they're definitely popular because of that. Or like...
Same thing with weed, though, I think. Like stoner girls are a lot more rare than stoner boys.
Okay, when you see somebody on Instagram or whatever vaping... Do they act like they're having a strong effect?
No.
No. They act super casual about it.
It's not like they're getting anything. And like with weed and stuff, like you're getting something that like lasts for a long period of time. But with vapes, I think maybe it makes you like lightheaded if you try real hard. But like, I don't, I think it's just kind of.
Kids do it to look cool, I think, is a lot of
definitely
the reason.
Definitely part of it is to look cool.
Yeah. Like more than it should be.
My friend said she tried it once at a summer camp, but it wasn't. I just don't think here it's something that people casually do.
It's like, yeah, here it's
like,
not common.
I know a lot of people that are like, oh, I've done it like once or twice, but it's like maybe like at a party.
Yeah, I personally haven't
at a party somewhere else.
I personally haven't tried it, and I've seen like other people do it, but then it's not really something that interested me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm very interested in it either.
So your friend that took it before, she didn't really have an effect from it?
No.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids, like, they, from here, they're kind of raised, though, thinking of, like, you know, you're raised kind of as a stoner here. That's kind of how it is. So when they kind of look upon kids that Jewel is, like, I don't know, lame.
Like city kids.
Like city lame kids, whatever. And then, like you know? Not real, whatever. And
I
then,
was talking to some of my friends about it, like, before we even got in here. They're like, oh, yeah, Jewels are lame.
Yeah.
Like, everyone here thinks Jeweling's lame. And if you do, then, like, no one really cares because it's not.
Yeah.
Not what the majority of kids here do.
I'm sure a lot of kids have tried it once or twice, but, like,
yeah,
most kids hate
like,
on it.
I would
like,
say a majority of kids have tried it, like, once
here. But they just don't really, like, it's just not worth it. And
I just don't see too much of a point of it, at least in the sense of, like, doing it often if it's not giving you too much of an effect.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. I don't know.
Like, at least in the sense of drugs, I don't think I fully understand why someone would spend so much money and time on it if it's not really... I don't know if I guess I can't really see from that point of view. But I don't see why someone would spend so much time on something that's not giving you that much of an effect. Maybe it's like a stress relief type deal, but I just don't fully understand it.
You think it's like linked to the action of doing it rather than what it actually does?
Yeah, I think definitely.
I think it's just because so many people are doing it around them too, it's more of it like to be, fit in and also just more like the routine of it.
Yeah, and I have like a friend who lives in San Diego and like he says that everyone at school all the time is jeweling. Like, it's just such a common thing. And that, for me, is so weird because I never see kids jeweling here. So it's just new.
In Palo Alto. And everyone does it there.
Yeah.
When I smoked for a really long time, when I quit smoking...
Cigarettes?
Yeah. I realized that it was the breathing control had a lot to do with why I enjoyed it. Because it keeps you from... You know, in the same way that people do, like... yogic breathing, you know, very controlled breathing, and it centers you and it brings you into your body. If you're spaced out and somebody says, wait, take some deep breaths, then all of a sudden, you know, you feel more grounded, more connected to yourself. I think that that's really one of the addictive things about smoking is that you're controlling your breathing. You know how when you get excited or agitated, your breathing is kind of erratic and you're sort of gulping air and like that. The opposite of that is to, you know,
relax.
Yeah, you know, it's just a relaxing thing like
that.
Yeah,
I think especially a lot of teens are very stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, I read the thing. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if you put this in there because I don't know if it's true, but that, like, the average stress level of, like, an American teenager is, like, the same stress level as, like, majority of people in insane asylums in, like, the 50s and 40s. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but you might want to double check me on that one. But
I've heard that too, though.
We'll talk about that. That's it.
I definitely think stress is. I was going to bring this up. I think stress is a very large part of why people juul, because it
and other things too. Everything,
because nicotine is some, like, people use that to make themselves, like, less stressed out and just, like, calm themselves down. So I think that is a major part. It's just, like, the stress of high school and all this stuff that's going on. Juuling seems like a sort of escape from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the main reason why people do it.
Definitely.
I think people smoke pot for the same reason as people juul. I think there's different reasons. Some people do it for medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just a de-stress thing. And kind of here, mind too. Off of some other stresses that you have.
And here, I think a lot of kids are taught that it's like a medicine. So, like, they grow up learning that. So.
Yeah, I would say the majority of kids growing up here are taught of, like, the good parts,
yeah, the
of
pros
weed,
of,
and, like, there are some people who try to bring up the cons and stuff, but because it's so, like, shoved down our throats from our parents and adults in the community that are getting, like, feeding us through this,
yeah,
like, it's easier for you to see the positives of it and not really care about the negatives.
Yeah.
What percentage of students do you think smoke pot in this area?
90%.
Yeah, I would say, like, the same
smoke
thing.
Smoke pot, like, regularly?
Yeah.
Define regularly.
Like...
3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. I would say, like, I'm gonna say 75%.
75.
Yeah, for 3 times a week.
I would say 3 times a week, 75%.
But if you're saying, like, once a month, yeah, 90%.
Yeah.
So, do you think it has negative effects?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Memory.
Memories, I would say.
So many kids.
I would say, like, memory years. Loss. People always, people that smoke weed a lot, memory is a big thing that that messes up, and just general, like, thinking quickly and mm-hmm. things like that, just your mind slows down, I think, a lot after you smoke weed, like, multiple times regularly. And I don't know necessarily about nicotine, like, for chewing, if that does the same thing,
but memory,
but weed definitely is, like, you can, it shows up.
I think people also become reliant on it to have a fun time or something, yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a thing to do before they go and party or something.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, it's not something you do while you're partying. You do it beforehand, before something, to make it the thing more fun.
Yeah, like, if you got, like, a play you have to go to, be like, oh, well, let's take these edibles so it'll be more fun. You know, like it's...
You do it before you go somewhere to make the boring thing not boring. But I don't know.
It's just, it's an excuse to not have to make the fun yourself.
Yeah. Be happy with being bored. Just sitting there.
A lot of people get high at school or before school because they don't care about school.
A lot of
it's
kids,
like,
though,
they have to go to school.
I know a lot of kids that, like, do it and they learn better in the classes, but that's rare, I think.
I think it's rare. I think there are definitely a few kids that can do that, but I don't think it's a normal thing. I think a lot of kids just don't really care too much about school or, like, that particular school day or whatever, and they just want to sit in this boring place and just kind of have a fun time with themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting because some kids you can... that you know that are stoners, like, you can tell their memory loss is terrible and, like, definitely affects them in their,
yeah, or just
in their,
like,
lives.
Common sense.
Yeah, definitely. But then, like, a lot of people I know that smoke weed a lot have straight A's. And, like,
yeah.
I think you can do good in school, but it's more about, like, it's less about, like, your grades and more about, like, forgetting things on a daily basis, of, like you're saying, about, like, your vitamins or, like, forgetting things you do during the day instead of, like, learning things, I think.
Yeah, like, there are plenty of stoners here who are, like, get straight A's and all the teachers love them and stuff, but it's not necessarily what you're seeing on paper, but just in general and how your mind's working is,
yeah,
it's deteriorating, like, at on low levels, like, very, like, not, like, insane, but, like, it's slowly, like, your memory's deteriorating and, like, your common sense is just kind of going down.
You're slowly breaking down.
And I guess it just kind of comes to the point where, like, is it worth it for you particularly?
Mm-hmm.
Then if it is, then that's kind of your deal.
Like, I know kids who say that, like, when they're in a class, they're able to pay more attention if like, after they've been smoking pot or whatever or something like that. Or just, like, even, like, doing other things, too. Sometimes they're able to, like, focus more on something or, like, they... Because, like, your mind, I don't know, like, kids will like blank out and just like get something done without thinking about it. And then it, I don't know, your mind kind of focuses sometimes, but some kids, it doesn't work at all like that. So it depends on who you are, really, I think. And then it's not fair for the kids that don't respond that way to see other kids do it and think that they can do it too. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
It affects everyone differently. So you have to learn for yourself.
I think for the general population, it does mess up your memory. But for some people, it messes it up way worse than someone else.
Right.
Like for the general population, it will happen. Mm-hmm. But the level on which it happens varies depending on the person. At least that's what I've seen just from people that I know.
I think it's also like kids get stressed when they're working on homework and stuff like that. So the kids that are getting straight A's and are smoking pot, it's happening because they use it to relieve stress and then they're able to work on things.
I think Juuls could also help people focus, just kind of like about the breathing thing, just like run to the bathroom and like calm yourself down, especially because of anxiety and stuff. I think that just to get away from something and do something that calms down your breathing and then go back into society and do whatever you have to do. I think it's just like a break.
You like ground yourself and take a moment and then you go back in. And you see.
Talking about the thing about it being like maybe the action of doing it, because when someone tells you to calm down, they say breathe in or just
when you have like a physical manifestation of calming your breathing, I think it'd be way easier than just like trying to close your eyes and fix it.
Perhaps it helps them see something physical in the way of representing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Using nicotine as an adolescent has been shown to harm different parts of the brain that control attention, learning, mood, and just even impulse control, and just how you do different things day to day.
Using nicotine can also increase the risk for future addiction with other drugs, which is also, I would say, rather than just the actual act of juuling and smoking nicotine, would probably be more of like the harm in it is the fact that you would be more open to trying other more harmful drugs.
Like a gateway kind of thing. It could be different person to person.
I think this kind of the same thing with weed is it changes. Some people can focus better when they smoke, or some people can't focus at all when they do. I think it might be because some people do it when they're smoke nicotine when they're like 15. Those synapses aren't necessarily entirely formed. Like they have 10 years until everything in their brain is fully formed. So maybe nicotine could help open that up, but the fact that they used it so young would also make it so their brain couldn't have fully formed to its potential as it would have if you hadn't smoked nicotine so young.
Or just change the course on which it did form.
Yeah. Okay. Like you could smoke and it could maybe make it easier, like your brain function could go higher. But it may not still be at its full potential as it would have if you hadn't smoked
before.
The Juul itself is like, I don't know how much, like 40, 50 bucks. And then like each pod is however much, depending on how much you smoke it. Also, another thing is just when it's equal to a pack a day, but it's not, you can't measure how much you're smoking in the same way you can with cigarettes. Like you can know how many cigarettes you're smoking. You can know you're smoking six cigarettes a day. But like you can't really measure it the same way with Juuls. Like, you can know when your pod run out, and that's how much it is. But, like, in a day, I don't think maybe that leads to people smoking more than they know that they're smoking. Because it's not, like, physically measurable, like, in, like, cigarette butts, you know? There's some with, like, the nicotine and the flavoring, and then there's some where it's just the flavoring. So it's all the chemicals minus the nicotine, essentially. And people do just, I think a lot of people do it just because it looks cool. And it's, like, technological, and, like, especially the mods. The mods have so much smoke that comes out of them, the big ones. Like, it's a large amount, so you can do cool tricks with them. It's just, like, kind of like a little hobby to do when you're bored. Like, you can do cool tricks and, like, blow, like, rings and, like, do all this cool stuff with it. So I think for people that specifically just do it with the juice, I think it's more just the fact that it looks cool.
So wait, describe the mod thing, because I don't
It's, like, this big, I want to say it's, like, this big. And it's got, like, a button on the front and, like a little tube thing that you put your mouth on and you like press a button and then you suck in and then you blow out and all this smoke, like a lot of smoke comes out. Like if you're blowing smoke out of a cigarette, I want to say like 15 or 20 times the amount of smoke that would come out from that. I don't know much about Juuls, to be 100% honest. I know that there's like little teardrop shaped ones, and then there's ones that's like USB shaped, and then there's vape mods, and then there's pens, which basically look like fountain pens. But I know mods give out a lot of smoke.
Is it smoke or is it vapor?
Vapor, sorry.
And so does that mean that you can buy just the oil?
Yeah.
Separately?
You can.
it seemed like when I looked at what the jewels were, there's these pods, but there's like a holder that looks like a USB
flash drive. Yeah, that's a jewel.
And I guess the battery and stuff is inside the holder. And then you stick the pod in there and then you suck mm-hmm. on it. And while you're sucking, it turns on the battery so it heats up and creates vapor, which technologically is kind of amazing, honestly, to think that there's this little tiny thing and it can heat it up enough that it turns it into steam. I don't know. Anyway, so with the mods, you're saying that... Is it a homemade thing?
No, it's not homemade. It's big and heavy. I don't know exactly. You squirt... The ones that I've seen, you like squirt the juice into some container in it, and then it just kind of stays in there. And then when you it's basically the same thing. You press the button and then you suck in and it heats it up and gives you the smoke. And there's different settings for like how high like you want it to get, like how hot it is. And that changes how much vapor is coming out. But it does basically the same thing. It's just bigger.
So do you think that's something you can buy at the gas station? Can you buy a mod?
I haven't seen any at a gas station, but I know like smoke shops and the internet and stuff. Like
this smoke shops have them? Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh, I've seen somebody with a thing like that. I thought it was a pot. So you would have the choice of putting a marijuana
this stuff oil in there. You squirt it into that, and then that's where the juice stays until you suck it in and it comes to smoke and all that stuff happens, or vapor. And then you can kind of, depending on what, they all kind of look different, but that's basically what it does. It's just bigger. It's more like a box thing rather than like a tiny pen. It's not as, you can't like hide it as well as you would a pen or a jewel.
But you can take a bigger hit.
Yeah.
So if you really were into the nicotine high from it, I think it would be more of a high.
Yeah.
That's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. The Ava Healthy Start Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's You Speaks Out, our environmental prevention strategies in the community, also known as EPIC EPIC. It's a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in the Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email jama@laytonville.org.
Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this radio station. They're the views of those who express them. You Speaks Out is free to rebroadcast upon notification. Our shows are posted monthly at our website, youspeaksout.net. Our next show will be posted in March. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all in March.